Jesse Morley here, serial entrepreneur. Just getting into the wee hours of the morning. Welcome, everyone. So welcome here. We are on another great topic. This is actually Wednesday's topic, as you guys are wondering. Thank you for being here, whether you're at 12:15 a.m., 12:15 in the afternoon, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., or maybe even 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. Our master topic for the week is life is like a stained glass window. And the illumination for tonight, the specific point, is illuminate your life, exploring the divine beauty of stained glass, series 3, show 19, episode number 5. All right, so I think the most important thing is understanding, you know, what things mean. And I think that's probably the most important thing I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is people need to understand that, you know, what makes the world go round is different from some people, right? It definitely can be different. So thinking about I'm going to tell you different things, like, you know, understanding this mystery I'm talking about, which is stained glass and the divine beauty of it, and just understand. So we're on a series 3, third year, show 19, and we're on episode number 5, ladies and gentlemen. It's really great to be with you here on episode number 5. And I really do like this particular topic a lot. You know why? Because I feel it's something that a lot of people basically will value, right? It's something they value. And if they value things, then life can be really, really amazing. All right, so we know what the granular topic is. We already know that. And so let's get on to our first topic for the morning or the evening. Stained glass is awesome and gives tribute to God the Creator. Now, you might be saying to me, hey, John, you know, maybe I'm not religious. And if you're not, okay, I get that. We do have a few religious shows a year. So, again, if you're not religious, my apology on that. But I am Roman Catholic, and I'm very grateful to share that here. But I want to tell you that understanding life and understanding sometimes the beauty of life, I think that's really the most important thing. Understanding the beauty of life is not hard, ladies and gentlemen. It's not hard. It's just figuring out what makes life a certain way. And, you know, that can take a little bit of time, right? That could take a little bit of time. So our first topic is stained glass is awesome and gives tribute to God the Creator. God is very awesome, in case you guys did not know. He is amazingly awesome. He does some really great stuff. And how we can do these things is amazing. Like, it's just really amazing because he just can just make anything happen. And I know what you're probably saying to me. You're probably saying, gee, you know, how does this all work? Well, it works because people, okay, can embrace how things are started. Okay? People get off track. And I know what you're probably saying. How and why? I know you're probably saying, how does this happen? I will tell you that life is pretty amazing, okay? Very amazing. And you're probably wondering, like, how do we celebrate the beauty? It's something that I don't think you'd understand, but we have to embrace the beauty of the Creator. Okay. And I want to tell you about that because that's the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is understanding how to be the best, right? And we have to give tribute to our Creator. We really do. God, Lord, Father. And so stained glass is awesome. I'm going to call it a marvel of life. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it a marvel of life. And I'll tell you that it's interesting, okay? And I think we just have to embrace things, right? And so how do we embrace things? I guess that's really the question. How do we go and embrace things? I think we embrace things by knowing our Creator and knowing what things are and what things aren't. All right. But thinking about what I just mentioned to you, which was celebrating the beauty of our Creator. Okay. That's something that I believe is so amazing. But a lot of people just don't put time to think about that, like what that really means to people. Just being able to give gratitude, give thanks, and be in awe of the beauty of things like stained glass, a timeless tribute to the divine creativity of God. Do you give thanks for things that happen in your life? Do you give thanks for those miracles that happen? It's important. And what I've learned a long time ago is it's not just about giving thanks and being in awe of that one thing. It's having that self with you all the time. Okay? All the time. And I can tell you that it's just something that people have to develop they have to develop their way for it. Because some people don't understand that, you know, illuminating your life and things like stained glass, right? Or even something like volunteering is really a divine blessing from our Creator. So stained glass is awesome and it gives us so much, but it's all because of our Creator. That's why it exists. That's why it exists. And if that's the way it is, then I will tell you that it's pretty cool. And so embracing is what I'm talking about. Embracing the moment. Embracing spirit. Embracing things that have happened, but you didn't know how they were going to happen. When we embrace things, ladies and gentlemen, it's like It's like our world kind of opens up, right? But how many of you out there have really given thanks for stained glass or given thanks for the air that you breathe every day? How many of us have really given thanks for that? How many? And I don't know if it's that you're busy. I don't know if it's that you think you're better than everybody. I don't know if it's because you just take it for granted, like I was saying. Or maybe it's because you really don't think there's anything to be thankful for. That's probably the worst. If you don't think there's anything to be thankful for, it's one thing if you don't give thanks and it's, you know, something that happens and you can obviously, you know, do it next time. But if you don't think there's anything that you can give thanks for the blessings in your life, then God, Lord, Father, again, you may not be religious, and I apologize for that, but the universe will not grant you more things. There was a very great quote. I'm trying to remember who said it. Be grateful for the things you have, and you will receive more that you can be thankful for. That's pretty amazing. So let's move on to the next point, shall we? The next point is knowing that a miracle like a marvel of stained glass, okay, is something that I believe is very, very priceless. Not just in the sense of money. I'm talking about in the sense that this isn't something that appears every day. It's an amazing astonishment. So I want to give you a definition according to Merriam-Webster, okay? And the definition is for a miracle, okay? A miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting a divine intervention in human affairs. It's an extremely outstanding or unusual event, thing, or accomplishment, and it's a divine natural phenomenon experienced humanly as the fulfillment of spiritual law. Wow, guys, that's a mouthful. That's a lot. So if we discover the profound significance of stained glass in our lives, in other people's lives, stained glass is just one symbol of the infinite miracles that could take place in your life. Reminding us that even if life seems dark, even if life seems like there's challenges, I'll give you an example. I had something happen to me the other day. Nothing terrible, but something happened that was going to cost me some money. And not just a couple dollars, but quite a bit of money. And it was all because somebody made a mistake. And I just said to myself, God, I try to do everything right, and this isn't fair. So I called the person. We were able to resolve some of it. The other part was still resolving. But my point is that I was grateful. I wasn't ungrateful that it happened. I was just grateful that I was able to talk to the person and start working this out. And, excuse me, that I was able to move forward. But then I also realized that the reason this happened was because something wasn't done right. Not that it was my fault, but that I had to recognize it was time to move on and do something differently in life. Do something different in life. So when we embrace miracles, blessings are shining through with heavenly grace. Blessings are shining through with heavenly grace. So now I'm going to answer a question for you. According to Merriam-Webster, what is grace? It's unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification. A virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification, approval, a favor. A special favor, a privilege, a disposition or an act or instance of kindness, courtesy, or clemency. a temporary exemption, reprieve, a charming or attractive trait or characteristic, a pleasing appearance or effect, charm, ease and suppleness, used as title of address or reference for a duke, a duchess, or archbishop, a short prayer at a meal, asking a blessing or giving thanks, graces, three sister, goddesses in Greek mythology who are the givers of charm and beauty, a musical trill, turn, a sense of propriety or right, the quality or state of being considered or thoughtful. So I think you can understand that stained glass is a lot more than that beauty. It's a symbol that really helps us know that we are more than what we see on the surface. A lot of things in life are symbols, and we'll do another show on that in the future, but a lot of things in life are symbols to help us understand something that we might have not recognized. The next thing I want to share with you, number three. Number three is a very interesting one because number three is about, it gives people a taste of what heaven is like. It gives people a taste of what heaven is like. It gives people a taste of what heaven is like. That's cool. So as you think about divine grace, as you think about things like the stained glass window, maybe you're going there to pray. Maybe you're just needing a moment to just connect. And just knowing that you were put here by the Creator, and everything that you're given is nothing that you could not handle. The Creator never gives you something that you can't handle. That's the most important thing. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know who I am by now? I hope you do. I'm John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. It has been an amazing privilege, pleasure, and honor to be with you this fantastic evening. And I hope that you will really take the time to start realizing what grace is, what life is, why life is a certain way. I will tell you that people get frustrated because they run into a roadblock. That roadblock can be moved, whether it was something simple or whether it was something astronomical. A miracle can move anything, whether it's a mountain or whether it's a pebble. We have to change our mindset to realize that miracles are here and we are destined to receive miracles, but we need to be grateful to God, the Almighty Father, Lord Jesus, if you believe, if you're Roman Catholic. We've got to believe. And we've got to know that when we believe this, so much more is possible. I pray every day to Saint Anthony, Saint Joseph, Saint Jude, and Saint Michael. And the thing about prayer I just want to share with you is that it's not something you do because you have an emergency. Everybody always prays, oh my gosh, I got an emergency, I got this, somebody got sick. Pray other times. Don't just pray when you need to pray. You know, it's kind of like people asking for money, right? Banks will not give people money when they need it. When they don't need it, that's when they're willing to offer it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. Have yourself an amazing rest of your evening or morning. Do like, love, support all my channels and comments, and please do subscribe to TikTok, and I'll catch you guys real soon. Have an amazing evening or a great morning, everyone. Take care.